You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. The story of the day is Greenpeace closed BP petrol stations. Not really impressed with this one. Wait until I explain it to you. Basically, the reports vary, but somewhere between 50 and some say 76 activists closed down. Reports say variances between 30 and 50 shops. All of them BP petrol stations. So how did the Greenpeace boys achieve this? Well, to be honest with you, they interfered, according to The Guardian. They interfered with the safety systems that allow emergency services to switch off power to the pumps. Let me go back on that point there. Safety system allow emergency services. Emergency. Safety. Right, that's how they achieved it. Now, let me put this in context. I walk in with a jacket on my back, with a hood up or a hood down, without Greenpeace written on the back of it. Without Greenpeace written on the back of it. And I would find myself in a court of law. And rightly so. A court of law, with a hard slap on the hand and reprimanded. That's what I would find. And I don't understand. I don't understand how these guys are allowed to get away with it. Like I said, you got Greenpeace. Cop on, lads. Seriously. Get a grip on yourselves. You cannot go around. I don't know how many of the BP shops are actually independent retailers or retailing under the banner or of the BP logo, voluntary retail chains or whatever you want to call it. I don't know whether that's the case. But you may as well have gone in and robbed the pick and mix, as far as I'm concerned, for what you have achieved. Because you have played right into the hands of BP. Now, if I was BP, I wouldn't have you arrested. I wouldn't even suggest you were arrested. I personally hope you are. Personally, as individuals, not all together. I personally hope you are, because I know if I did it, like I said, I'd be in a court right now. And rightly so. But see, when a man stands in the middle of, let's call it Trafalgar Square, with a sign around his neck saying, "I am an idiot." This is just a hypothetical scenario. And you go up with a Greenpeace logo stamped on your back and your helmet on. Greenpeace logo. And you kick him in the ass. In a pure world of logic, you still kicked him in the ass. Doesn't matter what your reasonings are. Doesn't matter whether I agree with you or not. See, that's the thing that annoys me. Because generally speaking, you do have just cause. You want to take on something like Chernobyl, I agree with you. That's absolutely power to the people. Fair play. Well done. Go out in the boats, into the yachts. Save the whales. Do what you got to do. But this is wrong. This is wrong. If you'd have closed every single petrol station in London, in the UK, and you'd come up with a two-page plan designed and written on an etch-a-sketch, my favourite word. And in the plan it said, here's what you got to do within a 2-year period to have enough windmills, wind turbines, whatever the case may be, to power all of the electric cars, the electric bicycles, whatever the case may be. Here is the plan. Here's the solution. But you've not. You've just turned around and went, well, let's vandalise some shops and close down some business and let's get on the general public's nerves, as far as I'm concerned. And here's how easy it is to prove it. Because if you actually put hashtag Greenpeace into a Twitter search engine, you will get messages along the lines of, "Are pathetic, hashtag Greenpeace." you will get people turning around and saying, moment mal bitte, apparently we're morally obliged to join their crusade. You have other people saying, leave these poor retailers alone. They're not the ones to blame for the oil spill. You have reports coming out saying that this is to do with the oil spill, when in fact your PR actually says that it isn't. Others start with the words E-R-S-E-H-O-L-E-S. Figure it out yourselves. There's Getty Images. Greenpeace closed BP petrol stations and oil spill protests. Not according to your PR reports. It's not. Not according to your PR reports. And here's where it is. That's what you've done. If you'd gone up to people and said, hey, listen, here's a lollipop. I'm just making random suggestions. But whether I agree with you or not, and that is the point of it, whether I agree with you or not, you theoretically, in reality, vandalized. Whether I like it or not. And that makes you wrong. That makes you wrong. Whether I like it or not. I see Theresa McCabe saying to me it's 46 stations and 75 activists. Did I see the new BP graphic they made with the oil under the BP sign? She thinks it's clever. I disagree, Theresa. I think for those who donate money to Greenpeace, it's being spent incorrectly. I've got Substance PR there back on to me. They say they don't condone the recent actions of BP and Greenpeace, but found it ironic that the former called the latter irresponsible. Fair point, but no offence, Substance PR. All things in all, it was emergency equipment that they interfered with, and that is very irresponsible. It is. Whether you agree or not, it is. Because if all things did go not according to plan, and the emergency switch is removed, how do you turn off? I think Greenpeace have done better PR campaigns. As I said to you, I've decent enough respect for them. But on this one, in my honest opinion, they should have thought twice about it. Really should have thought twice about it. I'll leave it with you folks. As always, as I said, it's w.donniganlandscaping and hit the blog. Thoughts and comments appreciated, but tuggery is tuggery. Full stop.